Emissions of chemicals that lead to ground-level ozone pollution are generally going down, but UW-Madison Environmental Studies professor Tracy Holloway says long stretches of hot, sunny days cook the emissions that do come from gas-powered vehicles and fossil-fueled power plants, and the heat also boosts emissions from natural sources like trees and plants. So Holloway says we still get jabbed right in the lungs.
It's challenging when we have these heat waves because our emissions are going down. So we might have lower emissions, but if we have many more hot days, we might still see unhealthy levels of air pollution.
Holloway says sensitive populations like children, the elderly, and people with asthma feel it the worst, but she says the ozone pollution can cause tightness in almost anyone's chest. If you're trying to beat the heat by jumping in a lake, the DNR warns that blue-green algae blooms are popping up in waters across the state. The DNR's Susan Graham says here are the telltale signs.
You can smell the algae from blocks away, and when you get close, you can see the cast of the water making the water look like pea green soup. It's not the plants, and it's not the clumps on the surface, but it's the kind of greenish pea soup cast to the water.
Graham says hot weather interacts with nutrients in the water to trigger the blooms. She says many lakes do not have big algae problems. But if your favorite lake does, people and pets should be kept away, as some of the blooms create toxins. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.